The governor has said Wisconsin could get a couple billion dollars from a federal stimulus. Wisconsin's Democratic congressional delegation pegged it at more like $4 billion. The liberal think tank Center for American Progress aimed even higher, saying Wisconsin could see $9 billion from the package that cleared the U.S. House last week. UW-Milwaukee political science professor Mordecai Lee says the reason these numbers are so fuzzy is not because somebody's bad at math, but because the federal government has a complicated way of spending money.
So here we've got this omnibus bill that deals with 1,000 subjects, and it doles out money sometimes according to project, sometimes according to state, sometimes according to population, sometimes according to an application form, in other words, grantsmanship. So it's very hard to say absolutely, positively, this is the number Wisconsin is going to get.
Lee says $2 or even $4 billion in stimulus funds would still leave the governor and lawmakers with a deficit bigger than any they've tackled in the last decade. That's because a lot of the money would be earmarked for road and bridge projects, not for ongoing expenses like Medicaid.
I think that helps give a sense that they're not really bailing us out. They're sort of half bailing us out, but the other half is going to be just as tough in terms of budgeting.
The governor said the budget for the next 2 years would run around $5.7 billion in the red without some combination of cuts or tax increases. At this point, Doyle's office says the governor is preparing his budget with a conservative estimate of what Wisconsin could expect from a federal stimulus package. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.